Welcome to Momentum Magnet, a podcast to inspire your growth. I'm Karen Morales, and your host in helping you find ways to make positive changes for your business, health, relationships, and life. We always have a path to a happier ending, so let's get started today. Hi, everybody, and happy Friday. Welcome to Momentum Magnet. We're here every week talking about tips and tricks that you can make progress in your life and business. And today we're following one of my favorite quarantine pastimes, something that I never thought that I would personally get so involved with until I had made my way through every hot series on Netflix. And that is the teen sensation, which has now become almost the executive's escape reality. And it's TikTok. I wanted to dive deep with a creator, an expert who has built her brand on the platform and can tell us how she did it, how she counsels other coaches and businesses to make money using the platform, and the tips that all brands should do when they're thinking about having a creator campaign. So Kenya Kelly is here with us today to talk about all things TikTok, to probably make us laugh and to give us some ideas on how we can use America's greatest pastime to our benefit. Kenya, welcome.
Thank you so much. So excited to be here today.
Me too. I'm excited to just hear about your journey. I always love hearing about people who, you know, one day pick up their, you know, iPhone and said, I'm just going to shoot a video. And then it becomes their thing. So tell us about that first day you decided to play with TikTok and what your journey has been like since that moment.
So in my business, anytime that I am like trying to come up with creative strategies for marketing, I always pray. And I'm always like, God, can you please help me with a strategy? And I felt like I heard him say TikTok, which I thought was insane. And because I was in the middle of like the pandemic, I thought I was going to die along with everybody else. And I was like, no, I'm just going crazy. And this is not right. But because I had asked him so many times before, I was like, well, let me just see. And so get onto the platform. I felt like a 90-year-old grandma, like I didn't know what I was doing with all the buttons, but I just decided I was not going to let TikTok get the best of me. And so I just kind of started creating content, and which is very bad. If you look at all the way down the bottom, super awful, right? And it literally was just a place for entertainment for me. So I thought, but as I started posting content, I became the entertainment for other people, and I wasn't getting it. I was just watching how they were responding to me in the comments. And so I just kept on doing funny things like dancing and life hacks and food hacks and whatever. And it wasn't until I saw the first marketer marketing their business on TikTok that it clicked. Oh, this is one of those moments where I get to get in early before the rest of the world. And I won't even begin to say that I was very successful at first. Like, my cats were going viral all the time. Like, me doing food hacks were going viral. Nobody was paying any attention to me, so to speak. But the more I kept teaching business, the more, like, attention I started to get. And then I realized this is it.
So tell us the timeline. So now, you know, today we're sitting at the end of February in 2021. And when we're talking about at the very beginning, which, to be honest, I barely got to your first videos because you have so much content. I mean, talk about the scroll. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to get to video one. I mean, I'm just looking through your history, but how, this hasn't even been a year for you.
Yes, it's 1 year now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's one. Okay. So it's just been a year, like barely a year. So it's been a year since the very beginning. And at what, how long and how much time were you spending creating before you thought, like, this is like a thing for me?
Yeah. So I think that initially my business was building on Facebook and Instagram. So I was kind of spending about maybe an hour a day on TikTok, maybe an hour, because I had to focus on my business. And well, it was a little bit longer than an hour because I had to learn how to use the buttons, you know, but I just started like doing maybe 1, 2, 3 videos a day on TikTok. And then the more traction I got, then I started spending more time and more time. Now, granted, I still only spend like 1 to 2 hours on TikTok, like from live stream to creation to commenting and things like that. But it literally was like maybe 30 minutes to an hour when I first got started.
And at what point in your journey or what video popped where you're like, huh, this might be a thing for me?
It wasn't until there was a Caucasian girl went to an all black church, and she had never been to a black church before. And, you know, like the way that people praise God in black churches is drastically different than how they do it from a non black church. And so she starts.
I mean, I was raised a Catholic, and I'm telling you, black church looks way more fun. Way more fun.
Exactly. And so she did this video and she was imitating all the things that she experienced. And it was in a good way. It wasn't bad at all. And because I could resonate with her, I did what's called a duet, like a side by side where I was reacting to what she was doing. And when I did all that, like the video went viral. I mean, it was like thousands of people in the comments just agreeing and all this stuff. And I gained like 10,000 followers in a matter of a week. And I was like, whoa, what is happening? And it clicked. This is TikTok, like doing entertaining things and people follow you and you grow really, really fast.
You said something that's really interesting. I wasn't going to go here yet, but I'm going to now. One of the things that I've noticed about TikTok is the accessibility and the inclusivity of the platform. So for me, when I curate my feed in Facebook or Instagram, it feels very one-sided. The thing I like best about TikTok is you get a lot more opinions and you get a little bit more diversity in your feed. I mean, perhaps you fall on one side of, you know, maybe an equation. So you're getting diversity in your side of that pole. But I think that it has been, in my view, and this may be my, you know, white view, so I'm curious what you think. It has helped open the world to more possibilities and opinions, in at least in my viewpoint.
For sure. It definitely is a place where, like, you cannot 100% dictate what you're going to see, right? Now, the For You page is algorithm based. And so whatever you're engaging with is what you're going to see. But TikTok is going to push out content from all different types of people of different backgrounds. And yeah, I mean, like during the election, if you were a Republican, you were seeing a lot more, you know, whatever you're engaging with on your feed, but you weren't just going to get the same one-sided opinion on being Republican or Democrat. You were going to hear whatever people wanted to share, whatever TikTok was pushing out to you. And so it really is causing and has caused people to kind of see the world in a much bigger place than they could have just scrolling on their regular Facebook or Instagram feed.
I actually loved it during the hotness of the political environment last year. Watching TikTok and seeing the news through the eyes of Gen Z gave me hope in humanity, honestly. Like, that's how I used to frame it to, you know, my soccer mom friends. I'd be like, forget CNN, forget Fox News, go watch TikTok, and you're going to honestly feel like the youth of this country have a decent head on your shoulders.
Right. They found creative ways to express how they feel, you know, to like vote for whoever they're voting for, express how, whatever they want to express, you know, whether you agreed with them or not. I love watching we didn't get a chance. You don't get a chance to see all that on Facebook and Instagram because it doesn't call for it. But TikTok was like, we're going to entertain you with our opinions. And you were forced to face all of it.
And some of the behind the scenes, you know, news captures that people were doing, you know, on the ground in different moments, I was like, this is way better than what I'm seeing in cable news, right? Okay, so that's interesting. We're definitely in agreement there. So I think it's that funny balance, right? I mean, I've been in this business a long time. So is you as marketing. I remember one day, I don't even know how many years ago, I was tasked with training the Fidelity Investments marketing department what social media was and how it might in the future be used for business. Like, it makes me laugh. I wish I still had that deck lying around because it would have been a fun fossil to look back out. But I mean, just seeing people's faces and the incredulous nature of believing that Facebook would ever be used for business was just like beyond comprehension. So when we think about TikTok now as a vehicle for business, talk to us a little bit about how you see it as a marketing channel.
For sure. So I think it's just like Facebook and Instagram, where people are coming to the platform to be entertained, but then we become the entertainment by using edutainment, right? Like you can't really do that on Facebook and Instagram. I mean, you can now because of Reels, but everything has always been this kind of like calculated, cold type, not all the way cold, but you know what I mean? But TikTok to me reminds me of the Super Bowl, right? You don't expect Doritos to have the same type of commercial on a regular day as they do on the Super Bowl. You're going to expect to be entertained, but they're still trying to sell you Doritos potato chips. And so it's the same thing with TikTok. You get this opportunity, 15-second window, to come in, grab somebody's attention, and whatever it is. Like there's this brand that sells like vegan ice cream or something like that. Mm-hmm. And every time they do it, they're like making jabs at Haagen-Dazs and whoever, you know, but they do it in a creative way with music, and it's just fun and it makes you want their ice cream.
And they're selling. I mean, I've heard of quite a few brands that have really built their business. Of course, I should have written it down before this, but there's a bathing suit company that a woman started in New York, a young girl who was tired of the bottom sizes of bikinis not being cut to different types of bodies. So she's mm-hmm. like, I'm going to create swimsuits that are a little more flexible and more cheeky for hips or not hips and all body sizes. I mean, her business is blown up.
Yeah.
Only with TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because TikTok, it's like, there's just something that TikTok is doing with that algorithm, with the For You page. They're just pushing out things in a way that it's like that paid ads aren't quite doing right now, because it's like, it's based upon like entertainment. It's based upon like the people that want to receive whatever it is that like just that what you have out there. But not only that, when you think about a cause like hers, like how many of us can relate to that? And then it doesn't feel like, I mean, some of her videos may be like crazily produced, but for the most part, it feels natural and normal and reality type TV. And so when people come to the platform like that, it feels real. It feels normal. It doesn't feel like you're being sold to, even though you are.
Yeah, it still has that authenticity feel of it, because the hyper-produced videos, in my opinion, don't seem to perform as well. Is that true for the algorithm, do you think?
I think it's both. I think that if a brand comes, I encourage them to do the things that are not hyper-produced and the ones that are, because both of them perform very well. Like there's a young girl who dances on TikTok, but her daddy is the one who shoots her. Very well produced, and she has shot to millions like really, really quickly, because like the way he like cinema, you know, the way he does what he does in the video. So both of them perform well, but it's not required to have success on TikTok.
Yeah, that's actually a good distinction. So when it comes to the brands, I've heard this a lot from people that deliver professional services, perhaps, or kind of thought leaders that work with bigger brands. They say like, I don't want to be that authentic. Like Nike's not going to hire me, or I'm not going to get hired by, you know, these big brands if I'm exposing, you know, my secrets and being my true and honest self in a social media platform. What would you say to that?
I would say that I understand the thinking, because that's how it has always been, but it's not how it is becoming, right? Like with reality TV, Married at First Sight, all these different things, it's causing you to see the truth, right? And people are tired of being lied to, I guess I would say, manipulated, or just like this fabricated reality of what is, and that we really want to know what is really happening. And there's more people that are demanding that from, whether it's a person, it's a business, it's a brand. And so I know that a brand would not want to do that, but I would strongly encourage them that don't stick at 2020, 2019 thinking. You're in a whole different generation, a whole different time frame. And just like Facebook, Instagram, and all the other apps, TikTok at some point is going to do a takeover of the way marketing is done. And it's important to get in front of it versus being forced.
Absolutely. Have you, as a creator and a businesswoman, ever had that moment where you put a piece of content out and you thought, oh no, kind of like that drug dialing feeling from college, or that text that you wish you could like pull back? Have you ever had that moment, and how did it end up landing for you?
So I had two of those moments. So
okay.
The most recent one is that like when Bernie Sanders, you know, all the memes of Bernie Sanders or whatever.
Yeah.
And so somebody had did a video of him, and they like made like a cutout of him, and it was just really funny. And so I did a duet, and I knew that people will assume that I'm either Democrat or Republican, and I don't identify with either one, right? Or because I'm brown, I have to hate Donald Trump or whatever, right? And so like as I'm recording this duet, like I said, who is that? Donald Trump? Trump, President Trump? And I just kind of said that, wondering who he was going to make a video of. And then I was like, oh no, the Trump supporters are going to think that I hate him. So then I said, I like him, I don't hate Trump. Well, what ends up happening is all the Trump haters come for me and they are like going crazy, like unfollowing. And I was like, I didn't understand. All I said was that I like him, I don't hate him. But me saying that said that I support everything he said, everything he's done. Well, I was just trying to figure out how to be neutral. So that was really bad. But the other one was like, I went through a divorce almost 7 years ago. And the only people that knew that my ex-husband was unfaithful was my close friends. Cause I just didn't want to do that to him, you know, out there in the social world. Well, years later, I decided I'm going to do a TikTok and I'm going to talk about how I overcome divorce, infidelity, yada, yada, yada. And my first time ever saying anything about it, super viral. It lands on the Discover page. I mean, it's been there for months. And for the most part, everybody was very, very, very kind. But it was like, I had the moment of, this is actually nothing to be ashamed of. You didn't do anything wrong and you're not trying to get back at him for doing this. And so I just started sharing my story more and more women are encouraged.
Well, I have the same story that I never really talk about out loud either. But isn't it interesting that it's somebody else's life choice, yet we feel responsible for protecting that secret when really it's not something that I ever, you know, had t-shirts made or like flew a flag in front of my house. Like that's a little much. But when people ask the question, you can answer it, right? And it took me a long time to get to that acceptance with owning that as part of your narrative. And if the other person ever tries to make you feel insecure about that, you're like, but that happened. That was your choice. And that is the story.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of people that now that I talk about it are like, I can't even believe you never did that on social. You never told anybody. And I was just like, well, I didn't want to be vindicated, like, you know, because of, you know, this is the reason why it happened. I wanted to just heal and figure me out. And then if people found out, then they just kind of found out. But I did have a moment where I said, oh, I'm trying to protect him and he's not protecting me. So why am I doing this? But it took years to kind of come to that moment.
But I think it's a very different place to come from, because I feel that too, when you've let go of some of that really emotional charge about a very hard thing to live through, it becomes easier to say it in a detached manner that's almost just like, you know, fact, I had a hard childhood, or, you know, I fell a lot, or I deal with a medical condition, you know, I was cheated on. It is because so many people have that story.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah,
the more people talk about it, the easier it becomes for other people.
Right. And I think that's the place where TikTok is really beautiful. And a lot of our ways in which we can connect with others and be truly authentic helps is that you're not doing it to really say, oh, I want to get a lot of attention for this. But you're just saying, I'm going to tell you something that's really true to me, because I know it's going to be true to someone else, and then see what happens.
Exactly.
What's been the most, I don't know, touching or fun interaction you've gotten back from somebody in your audience because of a piece of creative that you've made?
I would probably say it probably should be when, I don't think it was necessarily when I made the content. Now, granted, when I talked about divorce, I had hundreds of women in my inbox asking me to help them. And it ended up, I ended up creating a divorce course, like a free course, like walking them through how to heal and all this stuff in my story, because I was just being overwhelmed by the women and their stories. And I was like, I can't handle all of this, but here's this course I made just for you. It's free. And then if you want to start a business, there's a portion onto that as well that's absolutely free. And it was like, here was this moment in time of like, oh, this is about to be a big part of your story, even though you don't kind of want to do that just yet. So just create this and give that to the women. And at some point in time, you're going to open that door again.
Wow. That's I have goosebumps because I also really resonate with that idea. So I'm a little speechless that you just said that. This was, you know, this is how these conversations happen, right? This is not information that we shared prior to this call. It's, you know, nowhere found in a published bio, but it's just an organic thing that we, you know, we both discover. So when you think about your brand today and how you help serve businesses, how has this foray and this expertise in TikTok kind of changed the nature of the services and the business that you provide?
Yeah. So I would say, first of all, it has changed me, right? Like, I didn't even know that it changed me, but it did. Like, outside of Facebook and all that, I'm really funny and really goofy. My, like, people ask me, how would you describe yourself? And I say, four people. I'm like Oprah Winfrey. I'm like, what's his name? Billy Graham, you know, with my religion and all that. And so, but I'm like SpongeBob SquarePants and Jim Carrey. All that stuff in one, right? But I couldn't be any of that on Facebook and Instagram because it really, I could be Billy Graham and Oprah, but I couldn't be the other parts. And so once I started being all of that, it's like I realized how many boxes that I was in. And when I started posting that out on social media, people were like, "Who? What is going on?" But my closest friends were like, "Yes, you're finally back." And I'm like, "Back?" And I started watching myself and I was like, I haven't acted that way in many years. And so it kind of gave me permission to like be more of me. But then like at the end of 2020, I had a moment where I said, I don't think I want to do design work anymore. Like, you know, graphic design and all that. I really want to focus on courses and, you know, helping people. And I want to do TikTok with Kenya all day long. And the more I kept doing that, the more brands and companies and entrepreneurs were like, help me, help me, help me. And I'm like, oh, I had to break out of my box first so then I could help other businesses and entrepreneurs do the exact same thing on TikTok. So now we 100% focus on helping people build their businesses and brands on TikTok.
And it's a combination too of kind of the entrepreneur or the solo entrepreneur, the person with a small brand. And then are you also dabbling on the other side of the equation with bigger legacy brands who are like, how do I do this?
Yes, we've just started with that because TikTok also just opened up a whole new portal of creation for like businesses and brands and all that. And then like TikTok ads. So now we're having to learn all of those things, which is great. But for the most part, when we started working with brands with physical products and services, we're like, it's the exact same thing, except you may not fall on a table. You may not, you know, do the silhouette challenge, but this is still how you want to play on the platform. And so we have started going into doors with bigger companies for sure.
That's interesting. When I was looking into TikTok, I would say beginning of the pandemic, or even maybe a year ago, about this time last year, for a big brand that was interested in advertising, they were having $30,000 a month minimums to play. Is it still at that level of exclusivity for big brands that want to get into advertising on TikTok, or has that sort of changed now that they're out of this kind of beta advertising?
Oh, it's changed. Like they're trying to become like an Instagram/Facebook where you can run an ad the same way. Cause it used to be like the only ad you would see is when you first log onto the platform. But now you're starting to see ads as you're scrolling the feed, which is what we were not experiencing. And so now it's like, it's not there anymore. Like that 30,000. No, it's definitely different.
Yeah. And that's really interesting because I almost think, you know, in TikTok, it's even harder. So you used to talk about YouTube pre-roll video, right? And this is even a couple of years ago saying you got 5 seconds to capture attention. I'd almost say in TikTok advertising, you have like one, maybe two, right?
Yep. I always tell people, I'm like, listen, that 1 second moment, you've got to have some text on screen, some kind of text box, something that makes a person go, let me open this video. Like, period. That opening is everything. The opening and closing is everything.
It is. And I'm seeing that a lot more with creators. And I see this in your feed, right? People are putting those almost like you do, you know, subtitles or in Instagram, but you're doing that in TikTok. So basically when people are going through your feed, it's the summaries of the topic areas. And I see that to be a really high performing tactic.
Yeah, because it's like you have thousands or millions of people whose videos you can watch. What's going to make them stop on yours? And so I tell my clients that when you can put that text box, which is a feature on TikTok, put something catchy in that text box and then put something catchy in the caption. And that's going to cause a person to potentially open up your video. And for me, it works like a charm.
Right. I saw that because it got me clicking on way more videos when I was looking through your portfolio. So I was like, what about that? And what about that? And what about that? All right. I want to get your opinion on some of these trends that we hear people either love or hate. So what do you feel about, you know, 9-step story time?
9-step story.
Well, you know, people will tell story part 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah. She's rolling her eyes.
We hate it because it's like, I mean, we know that you only get 60 seconds on TikTok, but we're like, get to the point of it. Like sometimes, depending on how juicy the story is, we'll go through it. But for the most part, most people don't like it on TikTok.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like clickbait in, you know, testimonials. So that's something that, you know, people are questioning. Mm. And I think duets is a really interesting way, right? That's a really cool way to get your brand out. And you have a huge smile for people that aren't seeing our faces right now. So talk to us a little bit about how duets can really work well for brands or people.
For sure. So when I usually do a duet, it's a video that I have found on the For You page that is already viral that won't negatively affect my brand that I genuinely had a reaction to, right? Like there's a video of a woman who is trying one of those black masks and you had to peel it off and it pulls off basically your whole face. And it was so funny that I did a duet to that. It was already viral, but like my reaction to hers, you could hear me laughing and screaming. It, you know, it just caused an uproar on my account. And so when a business or brand is going to do a duet to something, they're just reacting in a way that is, it doesn't negatively affect the brand, but it definitely brings more attention to your account because that video is already viral. So don't duet something that hasn't performed well. Find something that is performing well and then do a duet to that.
So if you're listening and you haven't already downloaded TikTok on your phone, you need to go do that right now. Mm-hmm. And then you need to think that you've already going to lost tonight, because you're going to go down a deep slippery hole of laughing and you're going to stay up way too late. I know my first three nights of TikTok, I was lying in my bed till like 2 a.m. laughing hysterically, texting stuff to my 11-year-old. He's waking up being like, "Mom, why are you texting me videos at, you know, 2 a.m. And I'm like, "Because they're so funny." So that's going to happen. The next thing is, so people that are listening and saying, "All right, maybe I'm a marketer and maybe I'm just a small business owner, or I'm a power brand and I have to be smart about this really growing channel." Mm-hmm. What would you suggest that they can do starting today to dip their feet into content creation?
For sure. So one of the first things I tell every single person to do is, first of all, start scrolling through the For You page and like interact with content that you like. If you don't like it, hold your finger down and then hit not interested. That way you're not going to see the things you don't want to see. So start scrolling and seeing what other people are doing. Then I would encourage you to click on the Discover tab, which is a magnifying glass at the bottom of the screen. It'll take you to a different page. At the top of the screen where you see the word search, search what you do. Let's just say that you're in banking or you're in real estate or you sell eyeglasses, just type that phrase in the search and then start binge watching the content of people that are doing exactly what it is you do, because they're all there. There may not be a million people there doing it, but once you start seeing the success that other people are having in your same industry, that's going to give you content ideas, because oftentimes people think that they have to be super creative to be successful on TikTok, but TikTok is really a copycat platform. Oftentimes the content that I do is based upon, I just saw somebody else do it, but I put my own spin on it. And so no matter what your business or brand is, you see the creative content ideas and you just put your spin on it. And so once you kind of binge watch and all that, then I would encourage you to start playing around with all the buttons. Because initially you could feel overwhelmed with all the different features that are there, but you won't get it until you start playing around with it. And you just create really bad videos and then just click on drafts and save them in your drafts until you create one that you're like, "Okay, this is good," and then post it out there. But nobody's account was the greatest when they first started, but we all have to start somewhere.
Right. And it's a great way to get over doing something that has video
exactly
as part of it. I mean, most people are afraid. I mean, I know going live on Facebook takes a lot of effort. I mean, reels are now super popular in a very effective way. We have it on LinkedIn now. You can create videos. But getting out there in TikTok is a beautiful way to start putting your face out there with no expectations that you're glammed up and you have a blowout or, you know, you're in full makeup. Like, that doesn't always happen.
Exactly. Yeah. And then the thing about like what I love about TikTok over all the other platforms is that if you're spending time on Instagram Reels and you seeing these fun creative videos, that didn't come from Reels. Somebody was on TikTok and got the creative idea and either downloaded the video and uploaded to Reels, or they just took the same concept and put it on Reels. And what a lot of us are doing is we are creating TikTok content, removing the watermark, uploading the Reels, uploading it LinkedIn, YouTube Shorts, and Pinterest pins. And so one piece of content is giving us so much for, you know, for weeks and months.
So we've talked a lot about how, no, your audience. So today in February, your audience is hundreds of thousands of people. Yeah. Do you have a goal for the rest of the year?
Yeah. So my goal is to get to 1 million June. And I'm like, how am I going to do this? But yeah.
That's great. And then as you get to 1 million, how do you see that that correlates to your business success?
For sure. So one of the things that I know that happens is once you get to 1 million, there's something that happens with the TikTok world where they start featuring you a little bit more. I don't know 100% about that, but I've been learning and hearing that from other creators. But also it gives you an opportunity to get verified quicker, right? So if I can get myself verified on TikTok and get enough media, you know, around me, then I can then go to Instagram and say, hey, I'm verified here. And that kind of helps with the whole verified thing. I don't think that having 1 million followers is going to make me more money. I think it's going to give me more of a reach and maybe some street credibility or whatever. But we're doing very, very well. I mean, we were doing well at 100,000 and now we're at 400,000. Everything just continues to expand.
And do you see yourself now is almost 80? What percentage of your business is now really delivering help with TikTok? Is it 100%?
It is 80-20.
80-20.
Yeah.
That's great. Mm-hmm. And that is the benefit of getting into a platform early, right? I mean, a lot of people had the ability to do that. And you look at some of these larger media personalities, like take a Gary Vee, for example, or some of these influencers that started on the ground early and had to really drill. When you think about Gary Vee's story, who basically said, I spent 3 years, 8 hours a day replying to tweets.
Yeah.
And you're sitting here and saying, I was already in quarantine. I'm already in my cozy clothes. I just decided to show up and be me an hour a day. And I have done this in a year. It's impressive the speed at which these channels deliver now.
Yeah. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. But I'll say this, that a person can grow even faster than me because now there's more tools to teach people to do it. Like TikTok didn't have the creator portal teaching you how to create. That wasn't there, but now it's there. Like I had a client, I taught her how to use TikTok. She taught her trainer how to use TikTok. They recorded one video in the gym, 2 million views in 24 hours, 100,000 followers, one video.
Okay, so I now need to know, what was this video? Like, what did this 100,000 person follower video include?
Well, these were some very beautiful women.
Okay.
In their gym clothing, and they were all like, they used a pair of like dumbbells, like you know how you bench press, what that thing's called, and they were like rolling it on their butts, basically to see if you had a flat butt or you had a big butt. And so as they did that, you know, obviously people, because they're beautiful and butts and all that, that was kind of what did it for them.
Kind of as TikTok says, a thirst trap, but yeah, an effective one, executed well to the right audience, which really built their following with one video, which would be impossible to do with any other social channel right now.
For sure. I saw it happen with a husky, cute little baby husky was howling or doing something. Super cute video. Video went super viral. 500,000 followers in a day. I was like, I need a husky.
We all need a husky. So if people are listening right now and they're like, dude, I need to hire her. I want her to help me help myself grow my brand and grow my business on TikTok. How do they get in touch with you?
For sure. So you can go to our website at KeanKelly.com and send us a message. Obviously, you can send us a DM on Instagram, but everything me is Kenya Kelly. So our private email is, well, public now, is Kenya@KeanKelly.com.
Fantastic. Well, I think that, you know, the tips that you gave everyone to go to your For You page, see what kind of content you like, make sure your feed is filled with things that are associated with your brand, lifestyle, and business, and then just start creating because you never know, it could be a one-hit wonder that takes you to an audience of 100 or 500,000 in 12 hours, and there is no way you can get that anywhere else.
For sure. I had one of our clients, she did one video and she hit 50,000 followers in a day and 10,000 people on her email list. Killed it.
Mm-hmm. What was that video?
She was talking about the benefit of mushrooms. but like shrooms, not like eating mushrooms, but like the psychedelic aspect of shrooms, kaboom, blew all the way up. I was like, well, that's her thing. So
that is amazing. Well, you heard it here first. You want to build your email list to 25,000. You want to get 500,000 followers in a day. You need to consider having a TikTok strategy that translates into an Instagram reel strategy and can be used across the other platforms. Kenya Kelly, it was a pleasure having you here today. I've loved it. You've made me rethink the fact that I just consume content. Maybe I need to go begin creating it. But I will think of you the next time I do so. Thank you so much for being here today. And remember to look her up at KeniaKelly.com or find her on TikTok.
Absolutely. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for joining. We love giving you tips and tricks that can help you make momentum in your life and business. We also love reviews. It helps us find fabulous insiders like Kenya. So we would appreciate if you jumped on over to iTunes, Spotify, or anywhere that you consume your podcast content and left us a review. If you're interested in being a guest, please visit us at MomentumMagnet.com. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Momentum Magnet. We're here every Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time to share inspiring comeback stories. We want to hear your reviews and love getting your subscriptions on iTunes and Spotify. For show notes and past episodes, visit MomentumMagnet.com. I'm Karen Morales, keynote speaker, writer, and founder and CEO of Marketing Magnet, a fast-growing marketing agency for purpose-driven companies. Whether you are a business needing an agency, or if you are looking for weekly tips to get ahead, sign up at marketing-magnet.com to receive our weekly inspiration on getting more in your life and business.